So let us all just join in a willingness, a collective willingness to understand defenselessness and discernment between the voice of love and the voice of fear. Let us just take a nice deep breath. Just letting the breath expand our lungs, our chest, our heart. Opening the areas that might feel even a little uncomfortable to open. Maybe there's a sense of restriction or limitation. Just let them open, even just a little. Not pushing, not forcing. Nothing to make happen, just allowing spirit to breathe us. And the area around the throat, if it's needing any attention, just bringing the breath there. Breathing through the nose or through the mouth, whatever feels comfortable. Letting the breath go to the crown. Imagine our mind just opening to receive. Just bringing the awareness to the belly, letting the belly be soft. Letting the breath travel down to the core, down to the feet. Just softening, relaxing as it goes. Imagine even giving the responsibility of the breath to spirit. Spirit is our breath. Prana, the life force that sustains us and nourishes us. We're never in charge of this. And now we realize, perhaps we're coming to that awareness that we don't want to be in charge either. Sometimes we armor our hearts because we've had hurts in the past. this lifetime, if we believe in previous lifetimes. But it's safe here. We're all safe here. There is no judgment. Just an invitation to relinquish these defenses. To whatever degree we can. We don't have to do it all at once. We could even say, Spirit, I want to walk with you. Love, I want to walk with you. Please help me. I don't want to be defended. I want to know that my safety and security comes from you. And you will use all the symbols of the world in healthcare, medicine, the world of economics, whatever it might be, my relationships. You will use everything to convince me how safe and how taken care I am. I am willing. I taught myself to defend myself because that is what I thought I had to do to get by in this world. It's the only way I knew. But now my mind is weary, my feet are tired. I want to rest. I can't do this way anymore. It's too heavy. Show me where I can rest. Show me where I can quench my thirst. Feed this hunger inside that is longing for love. You teach me that I am love. Please show me, convince me that is true. I give everything that is mine to you. I give my mind to you. Please use everything in my life to bring me to you. That's the only place I want to go. And I know I can invite all of my brothers and sisters to go with me. I bring my focus to you, my attention to you. I fix my mind on you. In you is everything I need, even before I know I will need it. Because you know all. You know all my needs even before I do. I want to let these defenses come down that seem to separate me from love and me from my brothers and sisters. Show me that I have always been joined with you, that I have always been joined with my brothers and sisters. And this sense of separation is not true. Send me all the experiences I need to convince me, as many times as I need to be convinced. Help me to hear your voice. Help me to see where I am choosing fear. You cannot make the choice for love for me. I must make that choice, but you can show me where I am choosing fear. And then I can choose love. And I can choose to let you lead me with love. Whatever seems to be going on outside, there is a shelter here for me and all of my brothers and sisters, where we are safe. We are together. We are joined. We are one. One family. No separation. No separate needs. No separate interests. All one, one purpose. The purpose of healing, the purpose of forgiveness, the purpose of love. Thank you, Spirit, beloved presence, for showing me again and again. There is always another way. The path of love is always available, always, in all circumstances. And I am willing to bring every circumstance to you so you can show me the love.
Thank you.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Namaste.